such a jiva, condition, within bodily platform, bodily consciousness, who knows only this sensual pleasure, sense gratification, material enjoyment is the only pleasure and happiness. He doesn't know the real pleasure and real happiness. He cannot put faith in my words. He cannot put faith in my words. No, he cannot put faith. Can he? Cannot put faith in my words. No. Maybe coming to Krishna, offering puja, paying dandavat, Krishna make nice arrangement for my enjoyment. Just asking him. Yes, Krishna, make nice arrangement for my enjoyment, isn't it? What are you asking? What are you asking, Jagadish? Krishna, please make nice arrangement for my enjoyment. Yes, I want enjoyment. What is real enjoyment, you fool? Don't know. You don't know. Material enjoyment, sensual enjoyment, is not enjoyment at all, no happiness at all. This outcome is unlimited miseries, Baba. Jehi sanspada bhoga, dukkha jona yayevate, adyanta bantakamtaya nate suramate buddha. Krishna says this thing about Gita. Sanspada bhoga, this happiness or enjoyment derived from sense attachment. You understand? Sensual pleasure. Sense gratification is no pleasure, no enjoyment at all. Fleeting pleasure. Fleeting pleasure. Consequence is unlimited misery, unlimited is dukkha jonaya. Is it real pleasure? Consequence is unlimited misery. And you are asking Krishna, give me this, give me this. Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows you very well. Very well he knows. You cannot cheat him, Baba. You cannot cheat him. He is the supreme cheater. He is supreme in all respect. Supreme in all respect. Dhyutam salayotam asmi. Dhyutam means cheating. Dhyutakran is cheating. He said, Dhyutam salayotam asmi. You want to cheat me? I am the supreme cheater, Baba. How can cheat me? He knows you very well, Krishna thinks. So, he cannot put faith in my words. Who is intoxicated, who is mad after this sense pleasure, mad after this material enjoyment, he cannot put faith in my words. He cannot give up. He's deluded. He cannot give up his delusion. Yes. So, such a jiva cannot follow my instruction, cannot understand, cannot follow my instruction. Only I have said theoretically, I am not set of example. So again I have to go, Krishna thought of again I have to go. This time I have set of example how to surrender. This time, is just eating the mud from the, drains, till the water running, drinking till the water, and eating that mud from drains, thinking it is milk, such a deluded person. How can you understand my instruction? Can you understand, Krishna? How can you understand my instruction? Who is drinking the drain water, filthy water, eating the mud, thinking it is milk? Cannot understand me. Understand my language? Try to understand me. This is Krishna's thought. So if I'll go, I have to go again. If I'll go and just put real milk into that filth, then you get the milk, then you give up eating drain water, fill the water and mat, he'll give up it. Otherwise he cannot give up it. Understand what I say? Understand? Understand? Is understandable? Yeah, try to understand it. That is Krishna's thought. Thought up like that, came down as Gaura. Came down as Gaura. Bhakta Rupa. So this is the requirement of prema. Prema bhakti. I am not giving prema bhakti. So many yugas have gone. In some one kalpa, thousands of yugas have already gone. I am not giving prema bhakti. Do you understand? So this time I'll go and give prema bhakti. Krishna thought up and came down here. And I'll set up example. Example is better than precept. Theoretical speaker, Krishna is theoretical speaker, Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. He came to set up example how to surrender. What is the requirement? The prema is required to give that and teach Saranagati, surrender. He came. Krishna came as Gaura. So it mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita. Daso sukha pita mata kantarana laya. Daso sukha pita mata kantarana laya. Vraje pira kare Krishna prema vishkaniya. Vraje pira kare Krishna prema vishkaniya. Jathe pavi hari Krishna kare anta dhyana. Jathe pavi hari Krishna Jagatare nahi avasana. Bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasana. Great translation.
Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braja with his devoted servants, friends, parents and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus.
Disappearing, he thinks there. These thoughts I spoke. Yes.
This is what he thinks. For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world.
Yes. I have not given prema bhakti, he's thinking. Yes.
Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
Yes. Without that loving attachment, without that prema bhakti, existence in this material world is useless. Useless. Krishna thinks like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahadana, dear devotee of Gaura, sixth Goswami, then seventh Goswami also writes, Krishna bhakti bina karo nahi phalo dayo. Krishna bhakti bina karo
nahi phalo dayo.
Niche sabo dharma dharma jive upadhi moyo. Niche sabo dharma dharma Jamajana. Translation.
There is no profit in a life devoid of devotional service to Krishna. There's no profit.
No profit at all. Yes.
Therefore.
Read again that sentence.
There is no profit in a life devoid of devotional service to Krishna.
No profit in life devoid of Krishna prema bhakti. Useless.
Therefore, all the religiosity and irreligiosity of a living being, bewildered by false worldly designations, is useless.
Is useless, yes.
Mysticism, performance of Vedic sacrifices.
Let's go sacrifice. It speaks of human sacrifice. A sacrifice, all sacrifice, all sacrifices, yes.
Mysticism, performance of Vedic sacrifices, severe austerities, impersonal meditation, renunciation of the world, and cultivating knowledge of the impersonal Brahman in the forms of various spiritual paths, all are causes of the soul's further bondage to this world.
All are causes for the bondage in the world, Baba. Yes.
Take this advice of Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Take this advice of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Yes.
Give up all these various paths.
Give up all these various paths, yes.
Show the pure love of Krishna in your heart, for this alone is transcendental to all mundane designations and qualities.
Yes. Krishna prema only. Accept Krishna prema. Give shelter the Krishna prema in your heart. That is free from all mundane designations. Without that, everything is useless. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahadana said, then another song he says, Aroke no maya jale Podite cho jivamina Aroke no maya jale
Podite cho jivamina
Nain jano Bodhoye Rabe tumi chirodino Nahi jano Bodhoye Rabe tumi chirodino Ati tuccho bhogo ase Bandi hoye maya pase
Ati tuccho bhogo ase
Ekhana bhakati bole Krishna prema sindhu dale
Ekhana bhakati bole Krishna prema sindhu dale
Kira kori anayase Thako tumi Krishna dhino
Kira kori anayase Thako tumi Krishna dhino
Yes, spirit.
O fish-like soul, Why are you falling into the nets of Maya?
Why are you falling in the nets of Maya? Yes?
You do not know that being bound up by those nets, you will have to remain in this world for a long, long time.
You don't know. It'll remain here. In this material world being enthralled. Huh? In the trap of Maya for long, long, long time. Yes.
After becoming a captive in Maya's snare, due to the influence of desires for insignificant enjoyments,
yes,
you remain in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable as a servant or dependent.
Punishable?
As a servant or dependent.
You understand? He doesn't understand what I'm saying. For most insignificant pleasure, this material pleasure, sensual pleasure, you are entrapped by Maya, Baba. Entrapped by Maya for most insignificant, just fleeting pleasure, whose consequence is unlimited misery, unhappiness. You are, what you say, enamored. That word is there in English, defeating word. You are enamored of this most insignificant sensual pleasure, material pleasure. Now you are in the net of Maya, like, hey, capture, get, cut off, snare of Maya. You follow? What happens? Then what the translation gives, Rahile Vikruta Bhave Dandudutha Parada. Now you are under Maya. You are Krishna Das, you should remain under Krishna. Now you have become Maya Das, because of this most insignificant sensual pleasure, material happiness, entrapped by Maya, caught up in Maya's net. Yes, cannot get out, Baba. Now you are under Maya, but you have to stay under Krishna. Krishnabhino, don't stay under Maya, stay under Krishna. That jiver sarva hai Krishna nitya lahat. That's the real identity, your eternal servant of Krishna. Why have you become Maya Das? Why have you become Maya Das? Nonsense. What is that? What Maya gives you? Understand? Maya Durga Devi has trident in her hand. All right. You want to enjoy me? All right. Then now you are in my net, entrapped. All right. You have to take this trident. Maya is thrusting its trident on you, inflicting punishment on you. All right. Take it. You have to get it, all right. For little insignificant, most insignificant pleasure, now you are getting this danda, this punishment. Do you understand? This is Devidham, fort of Maya. You are imprisoned in the fort of Maya now. And those who are imprisoned, prisoners, they are under punishment. You understand? As long as you'll be here, you are under punishment. This is Danda Bhogasthana, this is a place of punishment, Baba. Understand? This is a place of punishment. Prison house means place of punishment. Maya implies punishment. Danda, that it says. You understand now? That translation is not sufficient, all right.
Now, on the strength of pure devotion,
Ekhana bhakti bole, na bhakti vinod tells you. Krishna prema sindhu jale kira kori anayasa thako tumi Krishna dina. That is bhakti vinod thakur's instruction. Yes.
On the strength of pure devotion, swim freely in the ocean of Krishna prema.
Yes. Na bhakti vinod thakur says, you become Krishna das, you remain under Krishna, don't remain under Maya. Don't become Maya Das. become Krishna Lord and swim freely in the ocean of prayer. Swim freely in the ocean of prayer, Baba. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction. Understand? So, Krishna thinks like that. Bhakti vinadarate nahi avasthan, without bhakti, this, your material existence is useless. Then he says, yuga dharma pravartamu nama sankirtana
yuga dharma pravartamu nama sankirtana
sari bhavo bhakti riya nachamu bhuvana
sari bhavo bhakti riya nachamu bhuvana
apani karimu bhakto bhavo angi kare
apani karimu bhakto
Bhakti sikhamu sabare
apani apari bhakti sikhamu sabare.
Yes, Rick.
I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, relishing the four mellows of loving devotional service.
I'll make the whole world dance, What?
Dance in ecstasy, relishing.
Dance in ecstasy, relishing?
The four mellows of loving devotional service.
Four mellows. Chari bhava bhakti. There are five chief mellows. Santo, Dasya, Sakhya, Vasalya, Madhurya. But Mahaprabhu cut off Santaras, understand? He said four, not five, four. Mahaprabhu cut off Santaras. In Mahaprabhu's line, no Santaras. Only Dasya, Sakhya, Vasalya, Madhurya. In four rasas, he gives prema. Dasya prema, Sakhya prema, Vasalya prema, and Madhurya Kanta prema. In four mellows he gives prema, makes the whole world dance. He cut off Santa. Why he cut off? Because in Santa Ras there is no question of prema. Do you understand? No question of prema. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sante raso bhavo krishni mamata gandho hina. Sante raso bhavo krishni. Param Brahma, Paramatma, Jnana Praveena. Param Brahma, Paramatma, Jnana Praveena. Santa, those are Santa Bhakta, those are devotees of Santa Rasa. They are generally Param Brahma, Paramatma, Jnana, Jnani Bhakta. To speak about Param Brahma, Paramatma and Jnana. Do you understand? There is no personal loving exchange. Do you follow? No personal loving exchange between Bhakta and Bhagavan in Santaras. Oh, Krishna Mamata Gandhayina. Do you follow? No personal loving exchange with Krishna. Those are Santa Bhakta, Nava Yogendra. Santa Bhakta, Nava Yogendra. Nava Yogendra, 11th canto, Kabi, Habi, Jnana Pravina, they are Jnani Bhaktas. They speak about Param Brahma, Paramatma, they never speak about Krishna, personal name. You understand? Therefore Mahaprabhu cut up that Santarasa. Chari Bhava Bhakti Diyana Sanu Bhuvana. I'll give four Bhava Bhaktis. Dasya Sakhya Vatsalya Prema, Madhurya, That prema I'll give and make whole world dance, Mahaprabhu said. Whole world dance.
Apani karimu bhakta bhavangikare, apani asari bhakti sikamu sabare.
I shall accept the role of a devotee.
I shall accept the role of a devotee.
And I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself.
He is practicing, Krishna practicing bhakti, that is Gaurav. Krishna practicing bhakti is Gaurav. Yes. Unless you practice, how can you teach theoretical speaking on whole? Not do at all. Example is better than precept. You understand? But it says, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna varnam tuisa krishnam sangopangastra parsadam jagye sankirtana prayade. Sankirtana jagya, only one jagya prescribed in Kali Yuga. No, her sacrifice, no, cow sacrifice, no, human sacrifice. He speaks of human sacrifice, this verse. All forbidden. Krishna varnam tuisa krishnam sangopangastra parsadam jagye sankirtan prarhi tadanti smedasa.
In the age of Kali, Krishna appears in a golden form, chanting the two syllables, Krishna.
Krishna, yes.
He descends along with his weapons, limbs, shaktis, and external, eternal, confidential associates. Those with intelligence worship him with the Sankirtan Jagya.
Finished? You understand anything? Jagdish? From that translation? Understand? Understand? Huh? What are you looking there, Baba? Krishna varnam tuisa krishna. Varna means two syllables. He's always uttering two syllables. Krishna. Understand? Varna means complexion, varna means syllable. Two meanings. Understand? Two meanings are there. All is uttering two syllables, Krishna. Understand? All is uttering two syllables, Krishna, Krishna, Nama, Kirtana. Engaged always in Krishna, Nama, Kirtana. Anga upanga parsada, not alone. He is not alone. With his anga, his limb, sublime, parsada associate, astra, weeper. Understand me? With limbs, sublimes, associates and weeper. What are his limbs? Oh! Nityananda Advaita. Understand? Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. Gaurav's limbs. Who are sublimes? Who are sublimes? Upanga. Who?
Ramananda Roy.
That. Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrunda. All Gaurav Bhaktas headed by Srivasa. They are sublimes. Understand? What is his weapon? Astra! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! This is his unfailing weapon. And Shastra, Bhagavata Shastra, his Shastra, his weapon. Two weapons he has. His holy name and Bhagavata Shastra is two weapons he has. In this Gauravata, he has never cut up anybody's throat. No, in other incarnation, Krishna has cut up his throat. Sudarshan Chakra, sword, bow, saranga, dhanu, all these things cut up. But in Gauravata, we will not cut up anybody's throat. Through these weapons, he never cut up. What he does? Patito pasandi praneno mari lokare hari nama diya hudaya sudilo jachi giya ghore ghore. Those are patitas, most fallen pasandis,
demons to one-headed demon, not ten-headed demon, one-headed demon, two-legged demon, two-handed demons, putting on Thai suit. Demon is put on high heel, and demon is put on black coat. Very smart. Demons, putita pasandi prane nokari lokari, he never killed them. Rather with these weapon, Harinama Sankirtana and Sastra, going to every doorstep, he kills the demoniac propensity in the heart. Understand me? He kills the demoniac propensity in the heart with these weapons. He never cuts throat. Patita pasandi pranino marilokare, Harinama dhya hudesra, makes the heart purified. The demons become devotees. Great demon has become devotee now. Yes, great demon. He has become devotee now, chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Yes. This is the miracle, you see. This is miracle. One person asked, I have heard in Hyderabad, one person asked Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, why are you not showing some miracles? Prabhupada said, what more miracle you want to see? You see this white elephants, great demons, chanting Hare Krishna and dancing, is not a miracle? Can you make them dance? This is a miracle. Yes, this is not a great demon. Is now dancing Hare Krishna. This is a miracle. Yes. He kills the demoniac propensity in the heart through these weapons, Harinama, and Shastra. And purifies the heart, thereby they become devotee, chant. Then parsala, associates, anga, upanga, astra, parsala. Who are the associates? Hello? Gadadhar, Damodar Swarup, Rai Ramananda, Sanatana Rupa Jiva, Adi Goswamis. They are his parsalas. Associates. Again, Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Krishna Varnam Puisa Krishna. Puisa Krishna means who? In complexion, a Krishna, non-Krishna, not black, not Syama, is Gaura. You understand? Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Krishna form is inside. Krishna Varna is inside. Outside is Gaura Varna, Pita, yellow, yellow complexion, Radha Bhava Dviti. He has assumed the mood of Radharani. So automatically, naturally, Radharani is the complexion. That is Tattva Kanchana Gaurangi, complexion of the molten gold. Manifested, such is Gaura, Jagya Sankirtan Prarhi Jajanti Smedhata. He started Sankirtana Jagya Sankirtana Ika Janaka. He is the father of Sankirtana Jagya. Ari Sankirtana, that Gaura, those are Sumedhasa, those are real intelligent, wise persons. They will offer worship to that Gaura through Sankirtana Jagya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only Jagya recommended for Kali Yuga. No more Jagya, no her sacrifice, no cow sacrifice, no human sacrifice, no any sacrifice. Any Vedic Jagya, no, all forbidden. Only one Jagya, that is Hare Nam Sankirtana Jagya. This is Shastra, this is Dhanta. This is Mahaprabhu has introduced. He is a supreme personality of Godhead, who is a supreme authority, who is Acharya, who came as an Acharya to teach us. So, this is not the only purpose of Krishna, that to introduce Yuga Dharma. That is not the only purpose. That's one of the purposes. But most important purpose is to give Krishna prema. You understand, in four melos, dasya, sakhya, vasalya, madhurya, prema bhakti dan. To give prema bhakti is its chief purpose. You understand? Therefore it says, yuga dharma pravartana khoi anso hoite yuga
dharma pravartana khoi anso hoite
amamina anenare braga prema bite
amamina
Krishna apani nadi ayo
avatinna haila Krishna apani nadi ayo.
My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the resident of Vraja.
Gaura never comes in on all Kali Yugas. Understand? Gaura never comes in all Kali Yugas. He comes in special Kali Yuga. Once a Kalpa. You understand? Once a Kalpa, Krishna comes in one special Dwapar Yuga. Krishna never comes in every Dwapar Yuga. You understand? Similarly, Gaura never comes in every Kali Yuga. Krishna comes in a special Kali Yuga. One kalpa, once in a kalpa. Similarly, Gaura comes in a special Kali Yuga, once in a kalpa. The Dwapar Yuga in which Krishna comes in, the Kali Yuga that comes after that Dwapar, that special Kali Yuga, Gaura comes. This is special Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga is special. Its name is Dhanya Kali, Dhanya Kali. It has special name, Dhanya Kali. Dupala. And in our Kali Yuga, is Ansa comes. But in English also.
The plenary portion.
Plenary portion comes. What he gives, he cannot give Krishna prema. Plenary portion cannot give Krishna prema, he says. Ama vila unne nari braja prema dite. Yuga dharma pravartan hoy anso hoyte. Plenary portion will come and just introduce yuga dharma. But he cannot give Krishna prema. Only I can give Krishna prema. So, in special Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Gaura. He gives Krishna prema, and this is special Kali Yuga. Do you understand? You are very fortunate you are born in this Kali Yuga, great demon. Understand? Get Krishna prema and make your life success. Do you understand? Achieve perfect, supreme perfection. He gives offers. Yes, braja prema, nobody can give but me. Tahate apana bhakta gana kari sange, prithivite avatari kari muna anaronge, atabhavi kari kare padava sandhya, otinna hila Krishna apani nadiyaya.
Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, himself descended at Nadia. Early in the age of Kali.
Early in the age, that is Pratham Sandhya, first evening. First evening, Pratham Sandhya. Yeah, Nadia. Is a. Therefore, he started Yuga Dharma. Kali Yuga Dharma hoy, Hari Sankirtana, etadarthe, अवतीर्ण श्री सचिनंदन अर्को सचिनंदन सन अफ मदर सची अपियर फर दिस पर्पस इंट्रोड्यूस जगधर्म एट द सेम टाइम गिव्स प्रेम कृष्ण प्रेम थ्रू चैंटिंग दिस हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम फॉर रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स one should follow strictly these four regulative principles. No sitting, meditating, no, that's no animal killing, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. These are the places where Kali resides. Parikshit Maharaj has given these places to Kali. It is all discussed in first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the places. And Mahaprabhu bolted the doors, tightly bolted. Kali cannot enter. Kali cannot enter. Vibhava, Kali cannot enter. You must strictly follow this four regulative principles. No place of Kali. Because these places are the residence of Kali. Except a Namatattva with Guru, not Namatattva, who is the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Bhakta, surrender unto him, accept his lotus feet, under his guidance, follow strictly the four regulative principles, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't commit any offense, chant pure name, definitely get the mercy of Gaura, thinking yourself. Lowest of the law, Tunanda Pisunichina, Taruri Viswishnu Namanina Mandina Kirtanya Sadahari. That's the teaching of Gaura. No pride at all. I'm the lowest of the law. And more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. No question of pride at all. That's a demoniac characteristic. Be as tolerant as tree. Give respect to one and all. Because Krishna is there, don't demand respect. You understand? Don't demand respect. Amani Mahatma, in this develop this mode, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ehi matta huyaan de Krishna naam loye, Sri Krishna tane par prema ku loye. That's the teaching of Gaura. Developing this mode to chant Hare Krishna, definitely you'll get Krishna prema. Definitely you'll get Krishna prema. Other develops pride, dhamma. Hey, do you know who am I? I am GBC member. I am great sadhu. I am a great guru, great guru. I will curse you. Because pride is there. Dhamma, no Baba. That is a great demon, Baba. It's a great demon. It's a great demon. Pride is demoniac, dambhadarpa vimana. That verse is there in Bhagavad-gita. Dambhadarpa vimana sa krodha parusya eva sa ajnana sa bhijatasya. Sampadam, partha sampadam asuri, isn't it? Asuri sampadam, demoniac characteristic, pride. There's such pride going on. I'm great, great, I'm such a great personality, don't you know, whatever, ask out. No such thing. I am lowest of the law. And the lowest of the law is develop this mentality. Chant Hare Krishna. Definitely you will get the mercy of Gaura. Mercy of the Holy Name will develop. Definitely Krishna prema. Ima tohyade Krishna naam loy. Sri Krishna sonitar prema joy. This is the teaching of Gaura. You cannot understand Gaura's teaching. Cannot practice, can follow, how can you get? Koti janma, even crores of life you may be chanting Hare Krishna. No prema, no prema will come to you. Understand? Yes. Koti janma kare nama sankirtana tabhe nai prema dana. Cannot get prema dana, Baba. Crores of life you may spend. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Try to understand Mahaprabhu's teaching and practice it. Life will definitely get. It's so wonderfully merciful. Gaura is so wonderfully merciful. Wonderfully merciful. Mahavadanya. Most munificent incarnation.
Why not get? You cannot understand Gaura. You cannot understand Gaura. You cannot follow his teachings. That is the whole defect lies here. Thinking, yes, I have understood it. No? That is the great pride. He says, I have understood it. He is a proud fellow, proud fellow. You know more than me? That's a great pride. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song, you see. These are acharyas. These are mahajanas. Mahajana dena lokasa bandha. What mahajanas have said, try to understand and tread their path. Follow the footprints of the mahajanas. Then you'll get their mercy. Yes, you say. Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakur.
Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakur.
Samandho janiya vadite vadite abhimano he uduro. Samandho janiya vadite vadite abhimano he uduro. বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি
আমি তবৈষ্ণব
এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা বাসি হৃদয় বুঝিবে হইব নিরয় আমি
প্রতিষ্ঠা বাসি
Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, Krupakara Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, please serve at mercy upon me. Samandhajaniya bhajite bhajite abhimano heu. If I will get your mercy, then you can understand my relationship with Krishna. Otherwise I can't understand that relationship. Establishing that eternal loving relationship, I can understand and establish that relationship as do Krishna bhajan, serve Krishna, then my abhiman, abhiman will be finished. Amita vaishnava ye buddhi hoile omani naho vami, pratishtadadi hudaya dhusive hoiva nirav gami. If somebody says, I am Vaishnava, I am Vaishnava, I am Vaishnava, this is right. If this pride will enter into my heart, I cannot become a mani. I'll demand respect. Don't you know I am Vaishnava, rascal? You disrespect me. That means I'm demanding respect, not commanding. Don't demand respect. A mani mana, pay respect to one and all. Don't demand. If somebody thinks I am Vaishnava, I am Vaishnava. If this thing enters into my mind, if this intelligence develops, then I cannot become a mani. I'll run out of name, fame, adoration, prestige, demanding. Then my heart will be polluted. I'll go to hell. So, understand? Who is Vaishnava Baba? Who is Vaishnava? Are you Vaishnava? But! Not become Vaishnava. Not become Vaishnava. So many, Vaishnavas, acharyas, they have taught us. Unless you understand this, how can you develop bhakti? You cannot develop bhakti at all. Thank you very much. Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Prema Purusottama Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Gauranga Prema Bhakti Ki Jai! Gaur Prema Nandana
Hari
Ki
Jai! That's where you want to go then, Guru Maharaj.
You want to go to hell?
If that's where we go by changing names. You're describing how in Vaikuntha, Yogamaya is not there, but it's a Chit-Shakti. So what is the difference then between Yogamaya and the Chit-Shakti?
There is no... different, gross difference, and subtle. Mm.
The two different divisions of antaranga.
Mm. Antaranga. Antaranga. Mm. Internal potency. Mm. And external potency. But there's no external potency, no maya is there. Mm. But no activities of yoga maya, activities of chit shakti. But maya shakti is achit shakti. You understand? Achit shakti, that is chit shakti. Chidvayuhava, here is achit vayuhava. Material manifestation.
So is Nitya Parishad, they're all chit shakti?
Yeah. Mm.
When you talk about unmotivated devotional service, is that a desire to get bhakti, is that motivated?
Haan, unmotivated. Only bhakti. Sudha bhakti deha more krishna krupa pari. Only one of begging. Krishna, please give me sudha bhakti. Not begging anything. Nanda, no. Understand? Na sundarin kapitamba jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani sware bhavata bhakti rahe
sude. Huh? So, if we're doing...
You understand this verse? Huh? Begging what? I'm not begging for material wealth. Huh? Not begging for material followers. Huh? Not begging for a beautiful lady to enjoy. Not begging for liberation. Only begging for another devotion, sudha bhakti. Please give me sudha bhakti, nothing else. Yes.
Maharaj? Mm. You were explaining that Mahaprabhu only comes once in a kalpa. So you explained that actually our Brahma, he went back to Golok Dham. Mm. So does he necessarily also, this Brahma Vimohan Lila, it's explained as eternal. So does that mean that...
What? Brahma became bewildered, Baba. Brahma cannot understand Krishna. Yes, he became bewildered. Brahma didn't go to Goloka Vrindavan. Brahma went to Narayana.
But he came as Haridas Thakur and he still went to...
That is granted in Gaura Leela Baba. Because he committed such offense. He had that prayer. He had that prayer. Tadastumena athas bhuribhaga vaitrava natratubha tarasyaṁ ekumbhavi bhavajjananam bhutva niseve tavapadapallavam. That verse in 10th canto. When Brahma's pride was crushed, you understand? Then he offered this prayer. 10th canto, so many prayers are there, Brahma. But that's one of the prayers. Please grant me this thing. Take away this Brahma pada from me. Because of this, I became proud. Occupying Brahma. Occupying the topmost planet. This pride in me. Therefore I did it, committed this great offense. Take up this. I don't want. You understand? Please grant me this thing. You may give me birth in any planet, anywhere, in earth planet or anywhere, in any lower species of life. Tirjyavjuni, lower species of life. Better give me. Give me the birth of the grass here in this land of Vrindavan. That I prefer. See, so dear. These calves are so dear to you. Our boys are so dear to you. What am I? I have no such fortune. They are such fortune. These calves, our boy. I am the most unfortunate fellow. I am so pumped up. Becoming Brahman. Take away from me. I don't want anything. Give me any lower spaces of life in anywhere you like. But one prayer I have. Bhavata bhakti rahetu vidri. Please grant me bhavata. Bhutva. Tava padapallam. Only I will serve your lotus feet only. Remaining in the association with such dear devotees like the calves and cowherd boys. He prayed and that is granted.
Famous Haridas
Thakur. Brahma Haridas.
But after that he went to Golok.
Then he developed prem bhakti, then he went to Golok. Yes.
So how do we understand, Brahmacharya, that Brahma, he went to Golok or Vaikuntha, and he came back again?
Why he came back again? Why he come back again? Not the same jiva becomes Brahma. In the kalpa, different jiva. Why do you think the same Brahma again? No.
So the Brahma who wrote Brahma Samhita, he never came back?
No. Different jiva, in the kalpa, sab jiva is chosen. Is qualified. love is mentioned in Bhagavata. Swadharmanishta sadadhanmi puman viranchita amiti. That's the qualification. Swadharmanishta sadadhanmi puman. Continuously for 100 verses, who performed the Swadharma, Varnashrama Dharma, very strictly. Then he is eligible for post of Brahma. In one kalpa, if such qualified jiva is not available, Vishnu himself acts as Brahma in one portion, isn't it? That is all mentioned. Why do you think the same Brahma?
So Narayan is Vaikuntha.
Narayan is Vaikuntha. Narayan.
So how did he go to Vaikuntha? How did he go to Narayan and come back to
Golokabhu Narayan. Narayan. Narayan Apiya.
Because they say, Guru Maharaj, that that's an example someone can fall. He's gone there to Narayan and he's come back.
Narayan appeared before him. Appeared when he was running out of here, the Sudarshan Chakra, the disc of Narayan is chasing him. Nobody could give him shelter, Baba. Brahma refused, Shiva refused, everybody refused. Get out. We cannot, Baba. So, when he was frustrated, then Narayan appeared, showed his mercy to him. Then he saw Narayan. Then he said, please give me shelter. Narayan said, no, I cannot give you shelter. Great offended at the lotus feet of my bhakta. My devotee. I cannot give you. I have no independence. There he says, aham bhakta parahadhina. Svadantra iva dija sadhu vivyastha hudaya bhaktir bhakta dhanatriya. There he says, I have no independence. How can I give shelter? I am dependent on my bhakta. I am subordinate to my bhakta. Who never become subordinate. Who is supremely independent. Matta parata nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Who said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Nobody is superior to me. He said, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my bhakta. My bhakta is my master. So, go to that bhakta and beg apology there. Do you understand? Beg apology there. If that bhakta will excuse you, then this chakra will go back. Otherwise, no.
Otherwise, no freedom.
No freedom. Finished.
Buddha, in the surrender to the spiritual master, it seems that the spiritual master has to give you the strength to surrender. He has to give you the mercy to surrender. I cannot surrender unless you give me your mercy.
Yes, mercy is required. Sadhur Krupa, Vaishnava Krupa, Taya Sarva Siddhi. If you get the mercy of a Vaishnava, then you achieve the perfection. Otherwise, no question of perfection at all. Yes, that's a fact. If you get the mercy of such a pure devotee of Gaura, then you get the mercy of Gaura. Then you get prema, then you surrender. Otherwise, how can you surrender? Understand? Yes.
Srila Gurudev, how to get that mercy? How to get that krupa?
Mercy is like hanging ropes. You have to catch it. But you cannot catch up. Hanging, slipping away. पकड़ नहीं सकता है बाबा चलो चलो
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving milk through the words of the spiritual master, but the disciples are so unfortunate even getting so much milk, they're still after the drain water and mud.
Yes.
What to do?
Ill-petted. Autobaga. Ill-petted. He's giving his apart, still evil. Can't accept it. And still drinking drain water, fill the water. Ill-petted. Durbhagya. Autobaga. What to say?
Maya kicking now.
Yes. Maya's kicking is very beautiful, very nice. Yes. Oh Maya, your kickings are so nice. So nice, huh? Maya's kicking, so nice.
You need kicking of gurus.
You don't want it. You guru kicked him, get away. Chalo, bhag jayenge yahan se. This person is kicking us. Let us go away. So many gurus are there. So many shopkeepers have opened their shops. Let us go. Why one shop? Many shops are opened. Yes.
Huh? Untolerable.
Like shopkeepers. Dukandar hai, dukandar. Opening their shops. All right. Come here, come here. Purchase it from me. So many shops are open. Why is this? Come down here, come down here. Who wants kicking? Huh?
Seems like many of these shopkeepers are just selling drain water boomers.